Morning. Welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm sitting at the piano this morning, not because I know how to play it, but because it just got tuned. And it got me thinking, how often we need a tune-up. Last week, I took my car in for a tune-up. And of course, they recommended some other services, which I denied. I'll take care of somewhere other than where I got it tuned up. Nonetheless, we have the need for a tune-up. Our pianos have a need for a tune-up. Our cars have a need for a tune-up and a change of oil. And each of us has a need for a tune-up. Sometimes a time like the summer is a great time for a tune-up, for a chance to rejuvenate, to be refreshed, to be restored. Personally, spiritually, I am renewed and refreshed and retuned every morning when I get up and I spend time reading my devotions and I spend time in prayer. I receive a tune-up when I come to worship on Sunday morning and gather with God's people to give thanks and praise to God for the gift of life and grace and all that I have been blessed with. So I get a tune-up sometimes when I'm walking on my treadmill. I'm trying to tune myself up physically to prepare my body and to take care of my body. What are some of the ways that you get tuned up or tune yourself up? What practices do you engage in? I meet with a group of pastors once a week for a Bible study as they tune up. Many of you members here gather for Bible study on a Tuesday morning or a Sunday morning or some other time. You read your Bible every day, you pray, you gather and worship. What are the ways that you are attentive to tuning yourself up? And especially my challenge today is how do you maintain and tune yourself up spiritually? What are the practices and the habits that you have develop so that your spiritual life may be melodious? I would play something, but I can't. I'm really not that. I could pretend, and I am pretending, but not in my spiritual life. And I encourage you in your spiritual life as well to not pretend, but to be attentive to the need to be tuned up occasionally, and I would say even every day, as we are in a sermon series on Romans right now and the grace that we have received. This Sunday we'll be talking about dying with Christ and being raised with Him as we talk about baptism. And there's a way every morning to remember your baptism, to remember that you have died with Christ in order that you might be raised to new life through Christ. And what does it mean to live in the good news of the resurrection? What does it mean to know that you are forgiven? And every day is a new opportunity for you. So tune it up. Jump on the treadmill. Read your Bible. Pray. Spend time singing. Call somebody who is an encouragement to you, or call somebody that you can be an encouragement to. That's my encouragement to you today, is to tune up. Thanks for making this, listening to this and watching this as a part of your practice on this day, whatever day it is you happen to watch it. And hope to see you next week and maybe even worship on Sunday. Take care.